do not know if you can hear.
Oh, yes, Mark, oh, yes. Not wonderful projection.
Quite a long time. More for your sakes than anything else. because I can quite appreciate that people on your side of life, quite rightly and naturally, would be very critical when they come to listen to this recording or whatever it is you call it, and saying, well, is that so and so or isn't it?
Yes.
And if I assert myself and try to reproduce as memory serves me something of my old self and personality, then it will be more acceptable to them that I have changed.
I'm sure we all.
I do this deliberately because Shaw told me to.
Yes.
You know, Shaw has told not only me but others too how important it is when you communicate to try to assert yourself so that as far as it is possible you can be recognizable to those on earth as the personality that once you were, even though you may have changed since then. So if I am doing this in this way, it is not just for your benefit, but for the benefit of any soul on your side who is seeking truth and seeking evidence of survival of personality, that I am endeavoring to assert mine from this point of view only. I can assure you that I have changed, as indeed must we all change eventually for the better. Although I must say, I know that I could have been and was considered a very difficult person. But nevertheless, I had my good points. And my love for animals was the key that unlocked the door for me. And I think if people in your world were to realize this truth, which is an aspect of many truths, that which we do, not only unto others, but particularly to those who are in no position to defend themselves and who depend so much on our kindliness and consideration, if we consider the dumb creatures, the so-called less fortunate creatures, then surely this is a key that will unlock many doors. The doors of love, of tolerance, and well-being, making our path more sure and more towards that goal which we all aspire.
Yes, yes.
The oneness with the eternal.
Yes.
I cannot bear cruelty. So many people do not give them credit for the wonderful intelligence that they have and the sensitivity. You know, animals can see and hear far more than the human being when on earth.
I believe it.
My little dogs were very sensitive. And they suffered in their own fashion as we suffer.
Yes.
And that is why we must, at all times, care for them.
Yes.
Man has lost, to some extent, the path because he has gone too far in the opposite direction, away from nature, away from the sensitivity that the animal kingdom still has.
Yes.
Your seances.
Have you really?
I have not spoken, of course, but I have been brought there by various souls at different times, and your little group is quite an oasis in the desert of your world.
Oh, my dear.
For both sides of life.
Oh.
There are times when you may feel disheartened or, if not exactly discontented, wondering how you are progressing.
Yes,
sometimes it is human and natural to feel like this, that you sit, as you call it, week in and week out, year in and year out, and very little seems to be happening. It is true, there is one young man there who has a remarkable, what you call, mediumship, which is beginning to show excellent signs of development. But you know, Shaw and others who have been to your group have great hope that one day we shall be able to come and speak to you as I am speaking now. This is, I understand, the real purpose and intent of your group.
We hope for it,
and they are convinced that eventually it shall come. But of course, evidently, these things do take often many years.
Yes, and we all only want to serve,
Service, real service, is the key, or one of the many keys that unlock doors that lead to spiritual awareness and consciousness and unfoldment. There are many aspects of this great truth, and it's only now that I'm beginning to realize the great possibility, not only for myself, but for untold numbers of souls. If only we could break down the barriers between your world and ours, we could bring into your world a great revelation of truth. Man would change in consequence, and the world would find harmony and peace and love and tranquility and brotherhood. We have such faith, but we do realize how much we need suitable instruments who will make this possible. That is why your group is so important, that it can open the door for many. Don't lose heart.
Oh, no, we won't.
You know, sometimes when we come to you, we stand there waiting patiently.
Yes, you're done.
And we hope for so much. And we too have a sense sometimes of disappointment, just as you must. In a sense, perhaps it is more difficult for us than for you.
Yes, I'm sure.
All that you can do is to sit patiently in reverence and in harmony, hoping and praying that the time is not far distant when we shall succeed in that which we have undertaken together.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is we on this side who have so much to do.
Yes, so complex.
There are those whose task it is to work in a scientific, I suppose, kind of way to make it possible. There are those whose task it is to build, as they term it, from the ectoplasm, or the substance which is used, which is taken from the instrument or the medium, and indeed from the rest of the circle to some extent, for all make a contribution. And utilizing this power, as they say, so that it can be used, molded, manufacturing, I suppose is not the word, but it's the only word I can think of, to make what is a replica of the vocal organs necessary for speech, so that we can eventually speak to you, vibrating your atmosphere, speaking to you as best we may, and endeavoring to reassert our true selves so that we shall be heard and recognized, to bring conviction and evidence into your world. This is our hope, our prayer, as it is yours.
Yes, my dear.
But you know, if it were possible for you to visualize, to see with a clarity of vision, the innumerable souls without number who come, who stand around bringing such love, such tremendous love to you. Many of them you know not, others you know well. Oh, friends, relations, guides.
Oh, yes, no.
But numberless souls whom they're not. You are attracted by the beauty of the radiance of the spirit that emanates, that glows in the darkness of your world, a creation of your own thoughts and personalities. You see, when you sit together, it is as if you are blended, as indeed you are, your auras becoming interwoven as one. And it is as if it were a light encompasses you.
Yes.
And it is an attraction to many souls on this side. And of course, although there are those who have a prior claim, there are many who are drawn and attracted. Some who perhaps are very near the earth. But they stand around in wonderment. They are not permitted to communicate, it is true. Yes. But nevertheless, they are helped by being present.
Yes.
And though you may not perhaps realize this, in your own way, though you have no real knowledge of it, you are helping them. Because your guides and your friends, seeing them there, help them.
Yes.
And when they depart, they go with them.
Oh.
And they are helped.
Yes.
And uplifted. Yes. And brought out of the darkness of their own selves.
Yes.
Into a greater realization of the purpose of life. They are taken, as it were, out of the astral into the light of the true spirit.
Oh, yes.
So you see, you are doing more than you know. Not only are you sitting there with the object and the desire of communicating with souls who will come to uplift, to instruct, to guide, but also you are to some extent encouraging others less fortunate who are blessed by your thoughts and your prayers, who are shown the path and guided out of the darkness into the light. Remember this too, and pray for them,
dear friend.
I sometimes think it must be extremely difficult for people on your side to grasp the true meaning and the true reality of spirit. Even those who claim to be spiritualists and have had some knowledge and experience through communication, do not, many of them, I'm sure, grasp the full efforts and meaning and intent of our communing together. There are so many who are content to stay on a plane which is not very far removed from Earth itself. This is the tragedy of spiritualism, I understand. Whether you go to this society or church or meeting house, or even to this or that circle, it is extraordinary the number of people who should know better, who are content, as it were, to scratch at the surface and not delve deeply for that which is hidden underneath. Many are content with the facade and not look for the substance. You are seeking the substance of spirit, the reality of spirit, the strength and the power of spirit. And this is what is so important. I know, and I have listened to many over here who have discussed this at great length, who have made a habit and a point of going to this and that medium and this and that church, in the hope that they could in some measure uplift and inspire and give them a greater realization of the meaning and purpose of the work of the Spirit. time it is so vital, so important, that the whole aspiration of your circle and any circle, it must be to contact the realms of spirit in all their beauty and all their glory, that only those who come with the true message of spirit who can give the truth and the upliftment and give the glorious realization of what it means to be a real spiritual. With the accent on the spiritual, there is so little accent in the spiritual movement on the spiritual. Indeed, from what I have gathered myself from experience, so much is of the material and the astral. And it is a joy to come to you, because I know from the experience that I've had in your little group of the intensity of purpose, the reality of purpose. This is what counts, this is what matters. We must always aspire to all that is good. And in the process of our reaching out and upwards, we must remember the less fortunate and give to them all that we know of comfort and help. Give to them our strength that they too may become strong, that they too may lead others out of the darkness into the light. Shaw has so much he wants to convey to the world, and I am sure that eventually he will do this. I am convinced that he has a message which, if it can be received and taken down, will be a great inspiration, a great strength that will help many to build on a sure rock the edifice. You know, there are many such as Shaw. One could mention great souls who are waiting the opportunity of finding the right instrument or the right circle, whereby they would be permitted and be able to come and give forth not only a great message for the world, but they could give of themselves in such a way that they could add to the structure such a strength and such a power that there shall be none in your world who could deny the reality and the truth of communicating. The door is being opened in various ways. There are those in your world who shall write the words of the Spirit. There are those in your world who shall hear the music of the Spirit, and it shall come through the instrumentality of individuals who are able to take down, and it shall be recorded. There are those in this world of ours who can write in such a way that plays shall be given and be performed, which shall be an illustration to your world of the reality of the Spirit. There are many, many ways in which we can serve, and we shall serve, and each one shall serve in the way which is best for him or for her. You shall serve, you shall work for the Spirit, you shall be enabled to do many things, and your circle shall be greatly blessed. I know. So do not. Then sometimes it is human to doubt, or perhaps to be disconsolate, or to feel that perhaps you are not achieving very much. These are human frailties and human instincts.
Yes.
These are things which must happen even to us.
Yes.
When we are striving hard, we feel sometimes as you feel. This is partly due, of course, the fact that while we are attempting to communicate, we are to some extent, obviously, working in material goals and conditions.
Yes.
So we take upon, temporarily, of course, something of the old self,
yes.
Something of your self,
yes.
Something of the earth.
Yes.
But I can assure you that where there is faith in the power of the Holy Spirit, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible to the power of the Spirit. And that is why I am confident, as I speak to you, not only for myself, but for untold numbers of souls who stand all around and about us, that we shall succeed in that which we have undertaken, for that which we do is greater than ourselves. We are but the humble instruments of a greater power. Know this, and namely, know that all things with God are possible. We cannot and we shall not fail. We see into your world the great need of man. We see the great travail in which man is placed, which he himself in his ignorance and foolishness has created. But we know that as man creates through foolishness and stupidity, so he can create through the power of knowledge and truth and love, and in consequence we shall change the world, that man shall think on these things that are good, that are eternal, that nothing can wipe away. We shall work together for this common good of man, and in some measure we shall have success. We cannot expect or hope for a great deal, perhaps too soon, but we must go slowly but surely towards the goal that is set. And so, my friends, we are all playing our part in this great scheme of life. It may seem to you like a jigsaw puzzle of which you have a little piece here and a little piece there, and you cannot see the completed picture. But your little part fit in and play a very important part to the whole. Therefore, be patient and know that we are with you, and that we work with you, and for the world. Our love and our blessings be upon you always. And I hope, in attempting to assert myself in the beginning of my little talk to you, it may have some meaning or give some proof of some kind to those who may listen. But it matters not in the faith, perhaps, but we are anxious to convince the world. Do what you can. My blessing, and the blessing of all of us here, now and always. Goodbye.
Well, she did her best. She asserted herself. She has a great intensity, and
yes.
Well, she was an actress and all that,
and
she feels very strongly. Anyway, I'll see you girls when Frenzy comes back one day.
Yes, indeed.
My love and blessings, and I'll come and see you occasionally in your circle.
Be good, darling.
Bye-bye, and love to all of them.
Love
bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye, dear.